frankly, we were out of space. The history of Children's of Alabama goes back 100 years. As needs developed, we would try to put off as long as we could adding new beds or ORs or additional space, and then finally build it. This time, we knew that we had an opportunity to make a major change in that and to build not only for today, but also provide space that could be used in the next 10, 15, 20 years and even beyond. So this major, major expansion project is something unique to our history.
What would you say that this new expansion offers us that we may not have previously had?
Actually, two big things. One is in October, we'll have a second smaller move when we move cardiovascular surgery from UAB to the new Benjamin Russell Hospital for Children, where we will have on the fourth floor of that building, in effect, a heart hospital for kids within a children's hospital. The second big thing is our current rooms range in size from, two small closets put together to a reasonable dorm room. What we've done now is with this facility make a statement about what family-centered care really means, how we define family-centered care through the utilization of facilities. So the rooms, all of the rooms, are private. There is room enough for mom and dad to stay with that child, and that means that they can early in the process become part of that care team, and that's so important when we think about the child leaving the hospital and headed home.
One thing that I was very interested in is that the new Benjamin Russell Hospital for Children is a very environmentally friendly building and will be the first LEED certified hospital in Alabama. What kind of a difference do you think that makes?
Well, I think it does several things. It sends a real signal to everybody in Alabama about the environmental sustainability of that building, the energy efficiency of that building. I think it's an example that we hope others will follow in the future. And we know that there will be school kids and others who come and learn about the environment and energy efficiency and see that illustrated from everything from the plantings of weather-resistant native plants to rooftop gardens to a cistern system that gathers rainwater and recycles it for the plants and for our steam and chilled water system.
What do you think that the LEED certification means for patients and patient care?
Well, I think for patients, ultimately, it will mean that we will be more efficient from an energy standpoint. We pay utility bills just like any other entity, and they'll be smaller because of this. As a matter of fact, they tell us to expect 30% lower energy bills because we are LEED certified.
I think that this new hospital really puts Birmingham on the map as far as being a center for excellent pediatric care. But what else do you think it means for our community here?
One of the things that we didn't expect, didn't know, was how important this project was going to be to the economic development in Birmingham and the surrounding area. When we started this building, it was about the time the economy in the United States and in Alabama went in the tank. And for there to be a $400 million project here that employed well over 1,000 construction workers at that time was really, really important. At the same time, more than 85% of the dollars invested went to Alabama-based companies. So those dollars were recycled throughout the Alabama economy, and I can certainly say with confidence that this project has put more than $1 billion into the Alabama economy.
Finally, tell me a little bit about the goals and the expectations surrounding the new expansion. What does this mean for the future of Children's?
Often we focus on this beautiful building and how it looks and how impressed we are with the way it changes the skyline of Birmingham. All of those things are important, but the most important thing is the medicine that will take place in this facility for the next generation. And that means we need to focus on people and programs, because it's the people inside this building that will make all the difference. So when we look to the future, it's, yes, let's celebrate this wonderful building. Let's celebrate this wonderful facility and all that it will enable us to do. But at the same time, let us not lose focus. Let's not forget for a moment how important the caregivers are and how important it is that we support them in the years to come.